stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
This is Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and I'd like to thank you all for joining me today for Productivity 360 right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I want to thank you all who've been sharing on social media, on iTunes and iHeart, and all mobile streaming devices. Those of you who've literally been sharing your comments and thoughts online and leaving reviews, we truly do appreciate you. If you have any questions or a specific question, comment, or thought that you would like us to address right here on the show, we're asking you to feel free to drop us an email at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. That's contactliveproduce@gmail.com. Now, today we are literally going to be talking about the productivity of speaking. And I want to share with you four major nuggets that I have learned over the years. I've been all around the world speaking and teaching on productivity, on leadership and life, on passion and potential. And I enjoy speaking, but I wanted to share with you guys a few things that most people mess up. And I'm also going to share with you some tips, tools, and strategies that I have used over the years that have literally helped me. Now, the four major nuggets that I've learned over the years when it comes to speaking is, number one, always ask a compelling question. When you're dealing with an audience, when you're dealing with a group, when you're dealing in a training or seminar format, you should always ask a compelling question. Why, Dr. V, why would I ask a compelling question? Well, number one, it gets everyone in the right frame of mind. It gets everyone thinking in the same direction, and it causes everyone to get on board and get in line. You know, if I were to ask a compelling question, depending upon where I am, I'd probably ask something like, how many people are ready to achieve your goals? If I'm in an audience, no matter if that's a college audience, a business audience, a high-level executive audience, many of people in the room would immediately raise their hand or give some form of gesture that they are paying attention, that they can see what I'm saying, and that they have an answer for the question that was asked. So when you're asking these compelling questions, it needs to be something that literally is pertaining to your audience. What if I was in a setting and I said, who is tired of wasting time and ready to live their life to the fullest? How many people do you think in that room would be able to resonate with that compelling question? Okay, how about this question? Why should they have all the fun? Now, it doesn't matter what group you're in, immediately you're going to resonate with that. Whether it's at a low level or at a high level, you're still going to be able to resonate. Why? Because whoever they are, whatever they, that little square, that little four-letter word may mean to you as an individual, you are going to start to say, you know what? He's absolutely right. Why should they have all the fun? Why can't I have fun too? Those compelling questions cause you to think outside of where you normally are. It causes you to be pinpoint and precision focused on the question at hand, which then causes you to say, I want to learn more. And the last one that I'll give you as an example is, are you ready to maximize your potential? Whether you're in a financial setting and speaking to executives, or whether you're in a room full of authors or speakers, that is going to resonate. If you're in a locker room full of athletes, it is going to resonate. If you're dealing with a tech company, it is going to resonate. So ask compelling questions that are going to help move the needle forward and cause people to literally lean forward in their seat to hear what else it is that you are about to say. So that's nugget number one, is to always ask compelling questions. And as you're listening to this show today, the Productivity 360 show, I want to know from you, what compelling question do you find yourself asking over and over again? So again, if you're a speaker, if you're someone who's a trainer, or you facilitate classes, I want you to email contact.liveproduce@gmail.com and share some of the compelling questions that you may ask. Now, before we go to the next point, the next thing would be, what kind of answers do you often get? What kind of answers do you often get? When you ask these compelling questions, you have to be prepared to hear differentiating stories, differentiating points. You have to be prepared for that, okay? So how many people are ready to achieve your goals? Well, you're going to have vast majority of people raise their hand. Me, yes, I'm ready, whatever the case may be. But then you're going to have some of the skeptics. Well, what are you going to tell me that's going to help me to achieve my goals? Well, what if there are some factors that would stop me from achieving my goals? You know, you just have to ask yourself and be prepared to answer, to have an answer for the compelling question. Should you get asked the question, should there be a question and answer at the end, people would like to know, how do you respond? All right. The number two, I want to talk to you about how you learn to validate and re-energize your audience. How to learn to validate and re-energize your audience. You know, if I was thinking of this, there would be a few common things that I would tell people when it comes to validating and re-energizing the audience. And when you really think about this, it's really not hard. You just have to ask yourself, where are they? And what's going on in their heart or in their mind that will cause them to be to need to be re-energized or to be validated? What would that sound like in a actual talk, speech, training, or whatever? A validation is, there is royalty inside your veins. So don't stop. You can't stop. Never quit. Never give up, right? That's validating and then re-energizing. If I wanted to say, you are unstoppable, there is nothing on this earth that can stop a made-up mind. You see how that works? Or if I said something to the effect of, there is greatness on the inside of you, and it's up to you to release it. Do you see how this can be a validating point and a re-energizing point? And then you were born to win. There's a winner on the inside of you, and all you have to do is let it out. Now, there are often times when you find yourself trying to overcompensate for certain things, and that is not something that you want to do. I often tell people that validation are for parking tickets. Human beings really don't need validation. What they need is to see the value in a thing and to be reminded that they are valuable. So not validating the human being, but causing the atmosphere to shift and change as you speak. Because as a speaker, you are in control of the audience and the atmosphere. You are in control of the audience and the atmosphere. And great speakers know how to raise the altitude as they begin to talk. Third thing that I want to share with you is you must learn how to harness, watch this, your energy and develop your signature. Harness your energy and develop your signature. Many people are copycats. In life, you don't want a copy. You don't want an imitation. You want the original. And it is so important that everyone on this planet recognizes that they do have something to offer, so they don't have to be a cheap copy or imitation of something or someone else, when all they literally have to do is be the designer original that they were created to be. And when you recognize that, and you recognize that you are a designer original, and people are waiting for you to be released, then you start to change your mind. You start to change your attitude. You start to change your speech, your walk, your talk. You begin to harness your energy and start to develop your signature. There is something dynamic about you. There is something different about you. There is something unique about you. And when you tap into your uniqueness, that's when you become strong. So how do you harness your energy and develop your signature? You do it by focusing in on who you are and what you bring to the table. Once you recognize who you are, it is imperative that you bring your best to the table each and every time. You know what? I may not be the greatest mathematician, but what I am great at is X or Y or Z. So I'm not going to focus on what I'm not great at. I'm going to focus on what I am great at. So it is said that you should develop your weaknesses and staff your strengths. But I say that you should staff your weaknesses and develop your strengths. What does that mean? The stronger that you get in an area, the more you become effective, the more that you can become an expert. It is stated that in order to create a good habit, it takes about a good 21 days. It is also stated that it takes about 25,000 hours to become an expert in a specific field. So as you build upon your strength, it means you get stronger. People who staff their weaknesses also, watch this, begin to generate revenue much faster and much longer than those who try to build upon their weaknesses. Because you have that weakness for a reason. I heard a great man once say that if someone else can do it 50%, then you should be able to delegate that thing and allow them to run with it. Why? Because what you give them and delegate to them, they start off at 50%, but they can get better at it. And it allows you to get rid of the distraction, and it allows you to focus in on what you are great at. So the question of the day is, how are you going to harness your energy and develop your signature? We're talking about the productivity of speaking right here on Productivity 360. And I'm telling you, when you focus on what you want will get done, and you will accomplish the actual mission. Now, we've talked about always ask compelling questions. We talked about learning how to validate and re-energize your audience. And then we've talked about how to harness your energy and develop your signature. Remember, you are a designer original, and people are waiting for your release. Number four, I want you to understand that you must be productive or you will be replaced. I'm going to say that again. You must be productive or you will be replaced. What that simply means in a nutshell is never get too comfortable. As a speaker, you should never get too comfortable. Do not change the principles, practices, and philosophies that you've had as a speaker just because you have gotten comfortable. If you have studied the audience, studied the location, studied the organization prior to going in to speak, you should continue to do so. Because what got you to the success level that you may find yourself experiencing today is the practice that you'll stand upon so that you can get stronger for tomorrow. So don't negate the things that helped you get to the level at which you are today. So never, ever, never, ever get comfortable. The second thing I want to tell you about that is that you must expand or you will then become expendable. You must expand. That's expanding your wisdom, your knowledge, expanding in your craft, expanding in collaborations and partnerships or whatever the case may be when it comes to you speaking. But you must expand or you will become expendable. So many people often ask me, Dr. V, you've come up with this phrase and it's become popular and it's going all around the world. Yes, be productive or be replaced. And when you keep that in mind, you will make sure that you make an impact everywhere you go. Why? Because people will only remember you when you give them something to remember. Which brings me into this. Great communicators are those who interrupt the flow of what I would call natural ignorance. Yeah, great communicators are those who interrupt the flow of natural ignorance. There are a lot of people out there talking, but there are not a lot of people who are speaking. See, because those who speak understand that there's an art to speaking and helping you to understand that which they're telling you, helping you to take what you heard so that you can go and actually apply it. Let me give you a few tips from this statement within itself. Great speakers or great communicators help to expose the uncommon to the common. Great communicators or great speakers help to expose the uncommon to the common. And great communicators always speak three-dimensionally. And how do they do that? They speak to your mind, they speak to your heart, and then they speak to your spirit. Depending upon what organization, atmosphere, industry you may find yourself in as you listen will determine how you see it. But great communicators speak three-dimensionally. They'll speak to your mind, your heart, and your spirit, or it could be stated they will speak to your head, your hand, and your heart. Or they could speak to you directly, indirectly, and watch this, on another dimension. Or they may speak to your mind, your emotion, and your will. Again, no matter how you see it, no matter what industry you may find yourself in, great communicators speak three-dimensionally. Now, this is something that I'm going to share with you that is going to shock you. There are so many people out there who are arguing, and they're arguing for their limitations. But let me tell you this. Never argue for your limitations because you will get to keep them if you do. I hope that you all are picking up what I just put down. Never argue for your limitations because if you do, they will let you keep them. All right, listen, I'm having too much fun, folks. Let me share these closing things with you before we get out of here today. I want you to dream, build, and then execute. I call that the DBE. I want you to dream, build, and then execute. Let me share a couple of things with you real quick before we get out of here. As a speaker, as an author, as an influencer, as whatever you may find yourself doing, I want you to ask yourself, what is your financial freedom number? Yes, the number that you believe will fulfill you. Yes, get that picture in your head and write it on a piece of paper. What is your financial freedom number? Get that number in your head and then write it on a piece of paper. Now that you have that number, I challenge you to multiply it times 10 and then make that your goal to go after. Make that your goal so that you can go get that number. You know, I'm reminded of a passage that I love to read. It says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of men or man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Now, depending upon where I am, I would use this passage or this verse or this scripture to help people to understand. You cannot fathom, nor can you hear, nor could it enter into your heart the great things, the good things, the awesome things, the happy things that God wants to do for you. But it is prepared for those who love him. That's a whole nother segment of a show. But let me share this with you. Many people often say that money can't buy happiness, or that money can't make you happy. But I tell you one thing, money can sure make a great down payment. Speakers never make a point without a story. I've learned that so long ago. And you can never tell a story without making a point. So as a speaker, take time to learn your story, master your story, develop that story, and go execute living out that story. And as you tell your story, ensure that you utilize points, tips, tools, and strategies to help people understand how your story is still moving forward. What I'd like to share with you all today when we talk about productivity speaking is that you have a voice, and there is a nation, tribe, or village that is waiting to resonate with your voice. If you would simply speak your dreams into the atmosphere and let the power of your voice frame your world, you will then understand what productivity in speaking really is. Hey guys, my name is Dr. Vernette A. Joseph, and it is a pleasure to come to you every single Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Again, I am forever grateful to all of you who have been sharing, who have been commenting on the shows, and enjoy these actual shows. Why? Because my purpose is to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world, tips, tools, and strategies on productivity that will shift and shape your life and your business. Until next Friday, folks, I will catch you right here on Bashani, iHeart, iTunes, and all mobile streaming devices.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.